Shin Nun Beis, the first column on the right side. Parshas Kisavai. Now, the piece is a complicated piece, but although there are things we're not going to understand, there are many things that are graspable and tremendously worthwhile. So the Posek says, as Hashem Hemar Tahayoyim, this is a language of appointing, of making special. We made Hashem special. Hashem Hamircha, and Hashem did the same for Klal Yisrael, V'goymer. Vove B'tayis V'zal. So, Tosfos brings as follows: B'shem HaMedrash, Gimel Me'idim Zeh Zeh. There are three that testify one upon the other. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'Shabbos V'Yisrael. Hashem Yisbarach, Shabbos and Yisrael all testify about one another. A three-way testimony. U'L'kach Eimrim B'Shabbos B'Mincha. And for this reason, Shabbos and Shemini Esrei, we say Ato Echad, V'Shimcha Echad, U'mi Ka'amcha Yisrael Goy Echad, and we continue with Yom Menucha Kedusha, that these three units all testify about one another in such a way that on Mincha we point out these three unique relationships that come together on Shabbos. The Moronai is right there in that fourth shelf on the right side. Tavshin Nun Beis. Ha'inyan uki noida. What's the concept of this unity between these three things? Shabbos, Klal Yisrael, and Hashem Yisbarach. Ha'inyan uki noida shebishvil Yisrael nivra olam. We know, especially timely now during this time of the year, that we focus upon the fact that the world and all the worlds were created for the purpose of Klal Yisrael. Kamesh Ksiv, Bereshis Bara Lekim, Rashi quotes, Bishvil Yisrael, Shenikroim, Reshis Tvuasai. Bereshis is Bishvil, Reshis, for the purpose of Klal Yisrael, who are called Reshis Tvuasai. Shekol Kavonas, Habayre Baruch Hu, the entire focus, the intent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hoye Bebriyas Ha'olam, in his creating the world was Avur Yisrael, was for the purpose of Klal Yisrael, She Avdu Avodah Tama, that we should serve Hashem Yisbarach with a wholesome service, Bidvekus, by cleaving to him, Uchuka Gedoyim, with a tremendous yearning and thirst, LeHashoyrish, to our soul, to our source, Shehu Avodah Baruch Hu. Why? What's the purpose? V'al yidei zeh, because through this type of service, ma'lidim tainu gutshuka b'boyer baruch hu kaviyochol, that we create in Hashem Yisbarach the reaction of this pleasure and a yearning to Klal Yisrael. In essence, this is very much of a Baditchever thought. The Baditchever, many of the pieces in Kedushas Levi focus around this tainug that Klal Yisrael is able to bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says it in very, very severe terms here. Shehabayre Baruch Hu mis'aneg me'oid mimaisev avoydes ha'tachtoinim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an awesome, tremendous pleasure from our action and our service. Yoisim mitzvah yoinim, far more than he does have pleasure from all of the shiras of Malachim and all the heavenly beings. K'meshik Amru, and this is the meaning of the Chazal, Yisrael mefarnesim laviyam shebashamayim, that Klal Yisrael sustain kaviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning shemachnisin bo yizborach tainu kaviyochel. We have to know, we have to believe that every time a Yid does an act of avodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Torah and Mitzvahs, that we are giving kaviyochel pleasure to Hashem Yisborach. And this, by the way, this message is a critical chinuch issue in conveying to our children the importance of Torah and Mitzvahs. There are really two worlds of thought based upon this. The one world speaks about Olam Haba. You're doing mitzvahs in order to acquire Olam Haba. And this world speaks about giving Nachas Ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I really believe that there is a tremendous divide in the Torah world in Chinuch as to how we educate our young people on these two lines. One school of thought focuses on reward, and this school of thought focuses on the pleasure that we give kaviyochel Hashem Yisbarach every time we perform a mitzvah. V'chol zeh, Kishemikarvin is atzman be'em is gomer. All of this takes place when a yid does a mitzvah in order to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'ein nefrodim imenu yisbaruch, and we don't separate ourselves from Hashem. Rak. And here he goes into a very intellectual issue, actually. We need to understand the methodology of this cleaving and this hasaga. How can it be? How can it possibly be that a Jew can cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if the Ribbono Shel Olam is infinite? And the human being is limited in his essence. How is it possible for two opposites to become close? Is lezen osna b'ir baruch hu liYisrael es haShabbos. For this purpose, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael Shabbos, shehu memutza. It is a medium, it's a bridge. Pein Yisrael avim shebashamayim. Shabbos is a bridge between Klal Yisrael and Hashem Yisbarach. Uma'achdon, Shabbos unifies. Umekashron, and bonds Klal Yisrael b'bayruch baruch hu to Hashem Yisbarach. How? Because in Shabbos there exists both portions, mizdamin bein liYisrael bein laKadosh Baruch Hu. It has something similar to Klal Yisrael, and Shabbos has something similar to Hashem. Kenoida, because everybody knows, shekol dover hamemutza bein shnei apechim. If you want to have a bridge between two opposites, tzarech liyas doim l'shnei apchinas. It has to have a similarity to both. In order to be able to act as the bridge, there has to be a common concept between the bridge and both severities. The noyde mashikosu b'zoyah. What's going to be the similarity here? The noyde mashikosu b'zoyah. The Zoyah writes, Shabbos. Shmo Dukud Shabrichu. Shabbos is the name of Hashem Yisborach. Shalim Mikol Sitrin. It is whole from every vantage point. Meaning, Shehashabbos Hu Chiyus Olam HaElyon. Shabbos is the life source of the world above. V'Chiyus Zeh HaElyon. And it is also the life source of this world. Meaning, Shuatzilus kvoida yizbarach, shemishtalshel umistamtem bezeyem ashvi. For the outset, it is the beginning, he says, of the atzilus. That means that it is, remember, you have the, what's the concept of atzilus? When we refer to an oilam atzilus, we're referring to a place where there is an outpouring of chiyus from Hashem, an outpouring of energy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is unlimited. It's not yet filtered. Shabbos is the powerful dose, the unbridled, if you will, chiyus, which comes forth from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it emanates from Hashem, shemishtal shalim mitzamtzem b'zeyem ashvishu b'zeh ha'ilam. And that, in turn, is mishtal shalim mitzamtzem. It, in turn, is filtered and constricted into our seventh day, which is in this world. Therefore, at the Shabbos that we celebrate here, the Shabbos that we mark here becomes the container which holds the Shabbos as it emanates from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So our Shmiras Shabbos is the kli that contains the chiyus that emanates from Hashem. D'iu shmodikut shabrichu kama le'el. Ubchin is Shabbos ilo. So therefore, the Shabbos above, hu nishmas kol ha'olam, it is really the source of this, the soul of the entire world. Shechayza chalila tomet b'shish yamim. It goes in a circular fashion all 6 days of the week. The seventh day is Shabbos. Shabbos ilom is tzamtzim b'zeh ha'olam, v'chiyus kol ha'olam. So the Svarim talk about the fact that that's why we, every day of the week we say Hayoyim Yoyim Rishim Shabbos Hayoyim Sheni B'Shabbos, meaning because what we're doing is we are making a withdrawal from the Shabbos above, which is this pure outpouring of energy from Hashem Yisbarach, and every day we're taking out, we're doing a withdrawal from that chiyus. And then Shabbos through the Baruch Shalom once again infuses the world again with the chiyus, and the next week we go and make a new withdrawal. So that becomes the bridge. Shabbos becomes the bridge. The way we are Shomer Shabbos, in the way we keep Shabbos, that in turn becomes the levush, it becomes the kli, the utensil that holds on to this chiyus that comes from Hashem. Now he says an awesome thought. She'al kein nemar, for this reason, it says, mechalaleho mois yumos, that those who desecrate the Shabbos are to be put to death. Why such a severe punishment? Ki bezeh shu mechalales ha-Shabbos ve'ein ha-mikayma. When a person desecrates the Shabbos and doesn't observe it, is misadik achiyas ha'elyon Shabbos ilo shu b'chinas nishmas ha'elyon. What's he doing? Instead of holding on to the chiyas of Shabbos, which would be the container that's able to hold on to the life source of the world, this person is not doing so. And in essence, he's letting that chiyas go, min ha'elyon. He's letting it dissipate from the world. Is v'nimtza ha'erigas ha'elyon. What he's doing is he's destroying the world. He's killing the world. Shemesalik nishmasim imenu. The person is vacating the neshama of the world. The Shabbos is the neshama. It's the place, the container that's able to hold on to the neshama of the world. By a person not observing the Shabbos, they're letting it dissipate. V'loshen mechalel, this language of mechalel Shabbos, v'loshen kiyamot secholel, it comes from the same language as finding a dead body. Shuloshen netilas neshama. That's kiyamot secholel, is finding a body without a soul. V'alken onche gamken, kach mois yamos. Therefore, the punishment is totally consistent with that. Therefore, he's put to death. But through Shabbos, when a person keeps the Shabbos, now we understand what the two Shabboses are. The Shabbos Ilo, there's the Shabbos as it emanates from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shabbos Tato, and the Shabbos as we observe it here below. This is the neshama, the life source of Hashem's name, which is embodied, it's contained in the seventh day, which is bismanigvul. Here it is limited. But yesh koyach la Shabbos liyas mimutza. For this reason, Shabbos becomes the bridge, it becomes the tool. Bein Yisrael avim shvashamayim ledavka b'yisbach. It's what gives us the common ground to be able to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'al kein amru chazal. For this reason, chazal say amashukosa vayichal b'yem ashvi. So we're all familiar with the chazal that says, ma hayo ilam chosa menucha. What did Hashem finish on the seventh day? Because what the world was lacking was menucha. Peace, tranquility. Ba Shabbos ba menucha. So comes Shabbos, comes menucha. It's kol seven nigmar ha-malacha. For this reason, vayichal, the malacha was finished on Shabbos. So asks the Maranayim Lahavin, we need to understand this. Haleha menucha loyla malacha yichoshev. Menucha is the opposite of malacha. So how can you have the work was finished with menucha? Ve'adarabah, hashvisa min ha-malacha. Menucha is resting from malacha. V'im ken la'eza kavana kodar kosa malacha. In what way was the work finished? K'mo shiksev, v'yichal lalikim malachtei asheros. Hashem finished the work. Acha'em ezu ka'amah. But based upon our explanation, it's very clear. The Shabbos is in essence the entire soul of the world. And everything that was created in the 6 days of creation, their malach in essence was not finished in actuality. Why not? They didn't have the soul that can sustain them ad bias Shabbos until Shabbos came along. Shas kol savenigmar malacha biguf. Vin neshama. Up until that point, there was a guf, but there was no neshama that was able to sustain it. Shehushba b'chol anivram hachiyas ha'elyon ma'abayu yisbarach. Because until that point, when Shabbos came along, the Rebbeinu Shlem gave in all of creation the chiyus. Ba'azu shleimus habriyo ugemara. Therefore, Shabbos really became the completion, because it was on Shabbos that the world was infused with the neshama that was able to sustain it. So now we understand what Chazal say. Il Mali Shomri Yisrael Shtei Shabbos. Only Klal Yisrael were to observe two Shabbosos. Shu kama le'el, this is, as we explained earlier, b'chinis Shabbos ilo, that is, to keep the Shabbos as it exists above. Shu'er k'voide yizbarach, hachiyas elyon, that is, the infinite light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the sustenance of the world. Sha'alav ne'ma sh'madikut sh'b'richu sh'lema dekol sitra, and about which it says the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally whole. V'Shabbos hayoymi, and then we refer to the second Shabbos, which is the day Shabbos. Shu hayoym hazayin b'poyel, that's the seventh day in actuality. Shu b'zeh olam b'zman, that appears in this world, constricted into the form of a 24-hour period called Shabbos, is if we only kept those two things, miyad hayu nugalan, we would immediately be redeemed. She'al yedei zeh, because if we really observed it the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended, hayu miskar v'mes atzma ma'oid, we would become exceedingly close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, la'bayir baruch hu, v'yizbarer kol atuv min hara, and we would end up choosing out, cleaning up all of the good from the evil within it, b'shleimus gomor, ad she'yav ha'mashiach, which would cause Mashiach to come. Ki kol echad kifi shomrei ha'shabosos, look at this line. Every person, to the degree that one observes Shabbos, kachu hiskarvus elabayir baruch hu. To that degree can a person come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It commensurate with one's observance of Shabbos, that's how close their relationship is with Hashem. V'yemu b'loy shleimus, and if there is Shabbos without shleimus, shein shmiros and shleimus, the observance of Shabbos is not whole, l'kach ein shleimus gemura, therefore we lack in the wholesomeness, sheyu nigalim, which would be the requirement for us to be redeemed. But if our observance would be wholesome, total, in the along the level of both Shabbos and Bishleimus, in a really complete way, the closeness would also be whole, Hagomor, Ad Shayun Nigalim, to the point where we would immediately be redeemed. Well, the Kacham of Zoya, therefore the Zoya says, "D'Shabbata misnashim mikulu." On Shabbos, there is removed or forgotten from all things kol rugzin, all anger, v'chol atzvas, and all depression, v'chol dinin, and all harshness, v'chol pulchonin kushin, all of that type of difficulty. Hado d'chsiv. That's the meaning of the pasuk. B'yeminich Hashem l'cha mitzvecha merugzcha me'avodah kasha. This is the day that Hashem released you from your depression, from your anger, and from hard work. Because ki al yedei shabbos u'shleimu d'chol sitra, because Shabbos is whole from every vantage point. Du shmei d'kud shabricha, because it is the name of Hashem. U'b'makim shleimus ein shum chisarn. In a place where there is shleimus, there is no deficiency. Because Shabbos is the tool, it's the bridge through which we cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's that bridge. Since on Shabbos we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore there is no lack, there is no deficiency. Therefore, this is the meaning that it says in Shabbos, Kipaskin to Shulchan Aruch, that on Shabbos a person should see as if all of his work is done. Because he explains, the whole need for work, the purpose of work in any thinking person is that if I don't do it, so there's going to be a deficiency in the world because I didn't do what needed to be done. Aval b'Shabbos shu shleimus, but on Shabbos, where the world is whole, ein loy lasis melacha. One is not allowed to do melacha. Me'ach hashein achaser klum shu davik b'shleimus v'havin, because on Shabbos we're davik in shleimus, and therefore a person who works, who toils on Shabbos to bring shleimus to the world, is obviously not connected to the true shleimus. Kach Almru Shabbos Vayinofesh. Pasuk says Shabbos is Vayinofesh. Bedoshu Chazal say Kivin Shabbos, since it comes Shabbos, Vay of the Nefesh. So many of the commentaries say that this refers to Matzah Shabbos, when a person loses their neshama yisera. So a person bemoans the fact that they've lost the neshama yisera. But the difficulty with that is that this pasuk says is an explanation when Shabbos comes in, not when Shabbos goes out. Explains the Maranayim Shuhu Ka'amar B'Zoya Hanal. This, we understand this in light of the Zoya. Shekiv and Shebo HaShabbos. This is unbelievable, twisting around of the words. Because since Shabbos came, of the HaNefesh B'chinez Vai, the soul loses every aspect of woe. What does a person say, vei? Right? When is oivei? When do we have to work to fill in the oiveis? That's when there's chusaran. That's when there's deficiency, vutzva, depression. Shalzois, I'm a vai. That's when a person says vai. Rakshay de Shabbos, never da vai me anefesh. On Shabbos, there is no nefesh. It's vai nefesh. Kivin shashavas. He's switching it around to of the nefesh vai. The soul loses the concept of vai. Next paragraph. Zehu gam kein masha omru matona tovi yesh li beis ginozi. Hashem says, I have a tremendous gift, a great gift, in my treasure house. V'shabbos shema, and her name is Shabbos. Lech v'idiyom. Go tell Klal Yisrael about it. That's what the Medrash says. Says the Maranayim loshen v'idiyom. Lech v'idiyom. Go tell them. Hu loshen his chabos k'noyda, like the pasuk says, v'yeda adam. It's a language of connection. That on Shabbos a person has a connection, a bond with my light, which is my great name. Without Shabbos, it would be impossible for a Yid to become close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Machmashu, Beis HaPeichim Kamer, because we are finite, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, we are opposites. But by Hashem's lowering the Shabbos above, this light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of His glory, into this world, that gives us the ability to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the tremendous bounty of His energy, Shemashpia ben Shchinose, through which He brings His Shchina, Ayidei Shem Nikroim Chelik Hashem Amei, due to the fact that we are called a Chelik Hashem, a portion of Hashem. V'nasim imoy achtus yisbach shemayin, on Shabbos we could come to a unity with Hashem, v'nikroim goy echad ba'aretz. For this reason, on Shabbos, Klal Yisrael is called a goy echad ba'aretz. So we're called the Goy of Echad. We're the nation of the one of HaKadosh Baruch. Ach Lohavin, we need to understand. Echav Shoros Hadavar, how is it possible? Shiyu Yisrael Nikroim Echad. How can Hashem call us Goy Echad? A name, B'Shem HaMechun Al Hashem Yisbroch. How can we ever be called by a name which is designated for Hashem? V'alehu Echad V'ein Sheni Lai. There's two types of one. There's a one after which follows a two, but there's a one which is an absolute one. There's no two that follows him. Shekol Echad Zulosayu Echad Oyver Machash Yesh Leisheni. Every other form of one means a first, after which there's a second. Acha Emesu that when Hashem and Klal Yisrael come together, it's at that time that we have the right to be called Echad like Hashem Yisbarach. Because when we are connected with Hashem, Nishba v'netzel b'toichen chalok of mamish, so in Klal Yisrael there are literally chelkei Hashem, portions of godliness, shebeklolus Yisrael kishen devukim lehakoil. When Klal Yisrael is dovuk, when we cleave to Hashem, shemisham nishpoin achalakim, from which come these portions, is nasa echad beemus. We literally become one like Hashem Yisbarach. Hu yichud shemoy hagodol dafka ideza. This is the concept of unifying Hashem's name through Klal Yisrael connecting to Hashem. it is only then that Hashem is called the One. V'loy k'shen nifrodim chas v'shalom. And this is not true when Klal Yisrael are separated from Hashem. Shaz kaviyachal, like we say in the Torah, shaz kaviyachal ein shmai shalom. When Klal Yisrael is not davik b'Hashem, then Hashem's name is lacking. K'may sheksiv, milchom al Hashem ba'amalik midor dor. They war with Hashem and Amalek from generation to generation. Shul milchama sayet sahara. Which war are we talking about? We're talking about the war with our evil inclination. Shenikra nargin mafrid aluf. That Yetzirah is called the hammer that separates the aleph. Mafrid aluf shalaylam, because he is responsible for separating the aleph of the world, Hashem, mishchinte, from his presence, Hashem mitachtayim, referring to us, the neshamas of Klal Yisrael that dwell here below. And about that time it says, Shein Hashem Shalom Enikise Shalom Kaviyachol. That Hashem Yisbarach, the name is lacking. Kimavoyetz then b'makimachah barichos mezeh. Conversely, v'ayudei Hashem isachdim b'Yisbarach. But at a time that we are unified with Hashem, nasim imay echad gama, we become a one. V'nasim shmoy Shalom, and Hashem's name becomes whole. Ayudei Shemoichin zecher Amalek. This is the result of eradicating Amalek. Shu is gabrus ali yitzhara. That's when a Jew overcomes his yitzhara. Again, ki echad oyle yud gimel. We know that the word echad is 13, right? So if we are one and we are cleaved to Hashem, who is one, shnei pamim echad hu chavav. The result of which, why is it shmoy shalem? Why is Hashem's name whole? Because when we are echad, which is the numerical value of 13, and we cleave to Hashem, who is 13, together you have 26. Which is the Shem of Avayi Baruch Hu, that's the name of Hashem. Therefore, the Shem is Shalem when we who are Echad and he who is Echad come together. Shaydei Shiyisol Nikram Gam Kin Echad, due to the fact that we two are called one. B'Yisachad Chalkeim B'Hakoyel, when we become re-included in Hashem, V'Nimtzahu Echad, Shmoy Echad, V'Yisrael Echad. So all the ones come together. Shemach Mas Habez Pomim Echad, because you have twice the Echad of Klal Yisrael and Hashem, Sheboy Ubi Yisrael Nasa Achdus Echad Umisbar Hashem Avay Baruch Hu Vahoven, and understand this well. V'chalze, all of this takes place Ayde Shmira Shabbos Kilchasai, by guarding the Shabbos according to its laws. Shemevi Es Yisrael Kinesbar Leel, it brings Klal Yisrael to this Achdus. Shadakach Tavim Masech the Shabbos Shoymer Shabbos Mechaladoi. It says someone who guards the Shabbos from desecrating it. Al tikri mechal aloi, tell us Chazal, don't read it from desecrating it. Ela mochoi loi, he is forgiven. Chazal continued that even someone who was an idolater is forgiven if he keeps Shabbos. She'ikar ha-tshuva loide shmir Shabbos. Based upon what we're saying here, the main function of tshuva takes place through keeping Shabbos. She'ni yochal lover the tshuva gemura, a person cannot come to a true tshuva, ela aloide Shabbos, only through Shabbos, Shu Oisius Toshev. If you switch around the letters, it is the letters of Tshuva. Shehu HaMekarev Umeshiv Es HaOdam L'Boi Baruch Hu. Shabbos is that which brings a person close and returns him to Hashem. Ven Yochalov L'Dei Torah Gam Kein Kimai De Shmir Shabbos. Not only can a person not come to Tshuva without Shabbos, but a person cannot acquire Torah either without Shabbos. For this reason, even before Shabbos, the Torah was given. Shabbos was given. Because with the introduction of Shabbos ahead of time, it gives the Jew the ability to come close to Hashem in order to receive the Torah. What's more, Shadakula Alma B'Shabbos Nitna Torah. The Gemara in Shabbos says that everybody agrees that the Torah was given on Shabbos. The Kavanazu, for this very reason, She'al Yodo Hu Ike Kabbalas HaTorah. Through Shabbos, we are able to receive Torah. V'chein Hu Tamid, and that's not just that one time that Shabbos was instrumental in allowing Klal Yisrael to receive the Torah. Rather, this is the case always. Lasois es haShabbos leDoyrosam. Pasuk says to make the Shabbos for all the generations. Shal Yudei haShabbos It is through Shabbos Zeicha LeTorah UleTshuva Tamid. Person can merit Torah and Tshuva on a regular basis. Amen Netzach Selah Va'ed. Baruch Hashem La'olam. Amen V'Amen.